Section 43, Take Upon You My Whole Armor. Reading Assignment. Study the scripture passages listed in the following questions and in the scripture chain. Also review the pamphlet for the strength of youth, item number 34285. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 25 through 29, and Moses chapter 4, verse 3. Who were the leaders of the two forces involved in the war in heaven? And what were their objectives? How are we involved in a similar conflict on the earth today? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 29, and Moses chapter 4, verse 4. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. What is the Lord's armor described in these verses? What can you do to put on the whole armor of God? What is the Lord's law of chastity? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 22 through 24, section 59, verse 6, and section 63, verse 16. How are we blessed as we live the law of chastity? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 through 46. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 21, section 51, verse 9, and section 97, verse 8. Why is it important to be honest in all aspects of your life? What does it mean to be honest with the Lord? What does it mean to be honest with yourself? Page 23. What is the Lord's commandment concerning how we use His name? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 60 through 62, and section 136, verse 21. What kinds of language should we avoid? What kind of language would the Lord like us to use? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 16, section 136, verse 24, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Scripture chain, the whole armor of God. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 17. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 23. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. Scriptures relating to section 43, Take Upon You My Whole Armor. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 25 through 29. And this we saw also and bear record that an angel of God who was in authority in the presence of God, who rebelled against the only begotten Son, whom the Father loved, and who was in the bosom of the Father, was thrust down from the presence of God and the Son. 26. And was called perdition, for the heavens wept over him. He was Lucifer, a son of the morning. 27. And we behold, and lo, he is fallen even a son of the morning. 28. And while we were yet in the Spirit, the Lord commanded us that we should write the vision. For we beheld Satan, that old serpent, even the devil who rebelled against God, and sought to take the kingdom of our God and his Christ. 29. Wherefore he maketh war with the saints of God, and encompasseth them round about. Moses chapter 4, verse 3. Wherefore, because that Satan rebelled against me and sought to destroy the agency of man, which I, the Lord God, had given him, and also that I should give unto him mine own power, by the power of mine only begotten, I caused that he should be cast down. Moses chapter 4, verse 4. And he became Satan, yea, even the devil, the father of all lies, to deceive and to blind men, and to lead them captive at his will, even as many as would not hearken unto my voice. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. 15. Wherefore lift up your hearts and rejoice, and gird up your loins, and take upon you my whole armor, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all that ye may be able to stand. 16. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which I have sent mine angels to commit unto you. 17. taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 18. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of my Spirit, which I will pour out upon you, and my word which I reveal unto you, and be agreed as touching all things whatsoever ye ask of me, and be faithful until I come, and ye shall be caught up, that where I am, ye shall be also. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 22 through 24. 22. Thou shalt love thy wife with all thy heart, and shalt cleave unto her, and none else. 23. And he that looketh upon a woman to lust after her shall deny the faith, and shall not have the Spirit. And if he repents not, he shall be cast out. 24. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And he that committeth adultery and repenteth not shall be cast out. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 6. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt not steal, neither commit adultery, nor kill, nor do anything like unto it. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 16. And verily I say unto you, as I have said before, he that looketh on a woman to lust after her, or if any shall commit adultery in their hearts, they shall not have the Spirit, but shall deny the faith, and shall fear. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 through 46. 45. Let thy bowels also be full of charity towards all men, and to the household of faith, and let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God. And the doctrine of the priesthood shall distill upon thy soul as the dews from heaven. 46. The Holy Ghost shall be thy constant companion, and thy scepter an unchanging scepter of righteousness and truth. And thy dominion shall be an everlasting dominion, and without compulsory means it shall flow unto thee forever and ever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 21. Thou shalt not lie. He that lieth and will not repent shall be cast out. Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 9. And let every man deal honestly, and be like among his people, and receive alike, that ye may be one, even as I have commanded you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 8. Verily I say unto you, all among them who know their hearts are honest, and are broken, and their spirits contrite, and are willing to observe their covenants by sacrifice. Yea, every sacrifice which I, the Lord, shall command, they are accepted of me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 60 through 62. 60. Behold, I am Alpha and Omega, even Jesus Christ. 61. Wherefore, let all men beware how they take my name in their lips. 62. For behold, verily I say that many there be who are under this condemnation, who use the name of the Lord, and use it in vain, having not authority. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 21. Keep yourselves from evil to take the name of the Lord in vain. For I am the Lord your God, even the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 16. He that speaketh, whose spirit is contrite, whose language is meek and edifieth, the same is of God, if he obey mine ordinances. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 24. Cease drunkenness, and let your words tend to edifying one another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, the whole armor of God. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 17. 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 17. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 23. Awake, my sons, put on the armor of righteousness. Shake off the chains with which ye are bound, and come forth out of obscurity, and arise from the dust. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. And of the Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, the whole armor of God. End of section 43, Take upon you my whole armor.